Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, if you are listening in LSIP, you have to tell me if the pictures that I'm seeing of the storm damage in LSIP, of the water tower that is tilted, it's not tipped over, it's kind of leaning, is that factual? Is that true? Because it seems unbelievable. But Lou, this storm, this whipped through a lot of areas and left a lot of damage behind, didn't it?
It sure did. I mean, it was incredible. It's just, I don't know what's going on with this weather and climate change, and it is something else. It really is. And I just think we all have to heed the warnings of these professional forecasters when they tell us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that voice. It's the voice of Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. You hear him every Saturday morning. You know, some people were spared. How did your neighborhood do? You didn't get hit too bad in that area, did you?
We my wife and I, just about a year ago, moved to Evanston, and so we're pretty close to the lake, and the sirens went off about 9:30 or so, and we went down to the basement, and I didn't see a ton of damage. I mean, some branches here and there, but it seems like Evanston, anyway, got spared, but I know a lot of communities around us really were a mess.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Bill Snyder a little later. I think Lauren has been reporting 10 tornadoes touchdown, maybe more than that. So people are now relying on contractors. I think most of us are wise enough not to go with the person that knocks on your door because there's a lot of storm damage. But one of our texters yesterday said, Lisa, if a contractor wants a down payment, one should tell the contractor that the contractor should provide a performance bond. I had never heard of that. I Googled it. It seems reasonable, but is it reasonable to ask of, you know, maybe a contractor who doesn't have a big business behind him?
Yeah, so performance bonds have been around for a very long time, and they're very common in any kind of municipal work or large projects. And so I think actually there's, trying to remember what it's called. There's actually a law that was passed federally that, you know, if you do any business with the federal government for any kind of project whatsoever, you have to have a performance bond. And that's true with state work as well. And some large, you know, high rises or large apartment buildings where there's a lot of money on the line. The thing is that it's an insurance piece of paper that you buy. And it's based on the cost of the project. And so, you know, if it's $100,000, you're going to have $100,000 worth of work done, which, you know, doesn't seem, that's not a hard number to get to these days, depending on what you're doing. It's typically 2.5% of the project. A lot of smaller contractors would probably be resistant to that because there's a cost, obviously, to them. And, you know, it's almost, quite frankly, Lisa, it's like the credit card fee that you talk about where, you know, you go to a restaurant and if you pay cash, it's one thing, you pay with a credit card, it's another. They're just going to up the price to pay for that performance bond.
Right. So not reasonable if you're dealing with a smaller local contractor who doesn't do a lot of municipal work.
Yeah, I think that this is the thing, and I've talked to listeners about this for 30 years, is that nobody should be, if they're asking for 20% of a down payment, that is reasonable. But you also need to clearly understand what that down payment is for. So in other words, for the sake of the example, you're going to hire a contractor to remodel your bathroom, okay? And let's say that remodeling the bathroom is going to cost you $50,000, and they're looking for 20% down, right? So that is $10,000. Now, what is that going to cover? Well, that's going to get us started, get materials. All right. So once everything is demoed and all of the material is away and the rough is done, the plumbing, the electrical, then there's another payment you're going to make, right? But you need to clearly understand In other words, basically, you're going to become your own performance bond insurance company to say, I'm not just going to give you half the money up front because you could walk away and then I'm stuck with it. I'll give you a portion, obviously making sure that the contractor is legitimate and has insurance and has workman's compensation. I mean, these are all things that any homeowner hiring a contractor should be asking them for. And any contractor that's doing a good, solid business, they will provide that to you.
Okay. National Weather Service just confirmed 12 tornadoes. My gosh. So there are a lot of people dealing with this and trying to find a good contractor. Do you have a list? Do you refer people to a list of, or is it people you endorse,
It's so funny, Lisa. When I started on WGN 30 years ago, I was just a new kid and trying, and I worked with all these contractors, and I had on WGN letterhead a list of all the contractors that I had. And back then, I used to tell listeners to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and my wife and I would sit in the basement, and we would stuff this piece of paper into all these contractors. Now, that was 30 years ago. Many of those folks are not even in business anymore. So, you know, I'll tell you that there's a great resource, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org, NARI.org, been around for a very long time, very reputable. You put in your zip code, and there'll be all these contractors that are members of that organization, and those are good, rock-solid people that you can count on. Many of those contractors are already sponsors here on WGN.
Okay, good. I've got questions coming in, so I will forward them to you via email. So if you're sending in a question, just know that Lou will have it on his inbox, and maybe Saturday morning he'll have an answer for you. Before I let you go, since you're the king of restaurants, 11 icon restaurants in Chicago, tell me when I announce it if you've been to one. Girl and the Goat.
All right.
Yeah?
Yes.
Rosemary?
Yes.
Tradita?
Yes.
Avec?
Say that again.
It's AVEC? Avec?
No.
I think. Okay. Boca?
Yes.
Elena's?
No.
Elski?
No.
Sepia? Sepia? Sepia?
Yes.
Virtue?
No.
North Pond?
Yes, beautiful. Oh,
yeah, that's what everybody says. And is it Kumiko, maybe? Go ahead, tell me about that one.
No, I've not been there.
Well, out of all of those, what would be your favorite?
Oh, God. Out of
Kevin's
all those,
laughing.
I mean, the setting at North Pond is fabulous.
Okay, that's the place.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'm going to try and book that reservation right now. I'm going to say I know Lou Manfredini.
Hey, Lou, since you're here, my mower's making a funny noise.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you could...
Maybe it's time for a new one.
I bought the last one from
you. Maybe you go battery operated.
I'm going to just record it, and I'll send you the audio, and you tell me what's wrong with it, okay?
Absolutely. Happy to do
that. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
He's strolling for a house call, is what he's doing.
Yeah, I used to do it. I don't do it as much anymore.
That's the man with the news next. That is Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent, WGN.